Another thing which is important is learning the Arabic language. The importance of learning the Arabic language. The Quran was revealed in Arabic. The Prophet ﷺ spoke the Arabic language. You want to cut off the third party between you and the scholars. You want to cut off the third party, the translator. You want to cut out the translator. You want to learn Arabic. And the ulama mentioned a person cannot be a true student of knowledge until they learn the Arabic language. A person can study, a person can read, but they're not considered a true student of knowledge until they learn the Arabic language, that which allows them to understand the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, to understand the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to understand the books of the ulama, and to be able to call the ulama. To be able to call the ulama without there being a third party and the likes of that. The ulama do not take individuals that do not know the Arabic language, they do not take them serious with regards to seeking knowledge. With regards to wanting good, and with regards to being believers, yes, they take them serious. But with regards to being a student of knowledge, they do not consider individuals that do not learn the Arabic language as true bona fide students of knowledge. So a person should take his time to learn the Arabic language. And he should spend a good portion of his day in studying the Arabic language. And it's good that a person gets a teacher. That a person gets a teacher so they can have structured learning. So that they don't start a book and they get halfway through the book and then they leave the book and then after 6 months they start the book over again. When are you going to complete the book if this is your state of affairs? So it's extremely important that the person learns the Arabic language, that they learn Nahu, that they learn Sarf, that they have a teacher, that they have goals. They want to finish the Medina series within a year, within a year and a half. They want to finish the Riyadh series, Jamaat al-Imam, within a year and a half. Then they want to go on to Ajrumiya and the likes. They want to learn the Arabic language. They want to be able to communicate with the scholars. They want to be able to read their books. They want to be able to call them and listen to their fatwa without there being a third party. And the people of Bid'ah, they laugh at the people of Sunnah that do not learn the Arabic language. That was mentioned by Sheikh Hamad al-Ansari. Sheikh Hamad al-Ansari, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said the people of innovation, they laugh at the people of the Sunnah who do not learn the Arabic language. He mentioned that, rahimahullah ta'ala, as it was mentioned by his son in his Majmu'. So this is extremely important, and a person has to spend a great amount of his time in the beginning to learn the Arabic language. And you have books, you have, alhamdulillah, you have the English books being translated. You know, but there's some books being translated 300-400 pages, and a person is taking, you know, 3 months to read a book for 300 pages, 400 pages. Within that period of time, you could have learned some Arabic. You could have finished one of the levels in the Medina book series and the likes. So it's extremely important that a person doesn't get distracted by the different English translations and the likes that are being printed, but rather he takes his time and he studies the Arabic language. There's no problem in buying those translations and benefiting from them, but they should not be your focal point. Your focal point should be learning the Arabic language so that you can go back to the origin.